The scripture reading this morning is the 9th chapter of the Gospel of John. That's right, the whole chapter to accommodate your listening and processing this lengthy scripture reading. I'll be reading this morning from Eugene Peterson's translation of scripture, The Message. Walking down the street, Jesus saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked, "Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, causing him to be born blind?" Jesus said, "You're asking the wrong question. You're looking for someone to blame. There's no such cause and effect here. Look instead for what God can do. We need to be energetically at work for the one who sent me here, working while the sun shines. When night falls, the workday is over. For as long as I am in the world, there is plenty of light. I am the world's light." He said this, and then he spit in the dust, made a clay paste, and with the saliva rubbed the paste on the blind man's eyes and said, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." Siloam means sent. The man went and washed, and he saw. Soon the town was buzzing. His relatives and those who year after year had seen him as a blind man begging were saying, "Why, isn't this the man we knew who sat here begging?" Others said, "It's him, all right." But others objected, "It's not the same man at all. It just looks like him." He said, "It's me, the very one." And they said, "How did your eyes get opened?" "The man named Jesus made a paste and rubbed it on my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' I did what he said. When I washed, I saw." "So where is he?" "I don't know." They marched the man to the Pharisees. This day, when Jesus made the paste and healed his blindness, was the Sabbath. The Pharisees grilled him again on how he had come to see. He said, "He put a clay paste on my eyes, and I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "Obviously, this man can't be from God. He doesn't keep the Sabbath." Others countered, "How can a bad man do miraculous, God-revealing things like this?" And there was a split in their ranks. They came back at the blind man. "You're the expert. He opened your eyes. What do you say about him?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews didn't believe it, didn't believe the man was blind to begin with. So they called the parents of the man, now bright-eyed with sight. They asked him, "Is this your son, the one you say was born blind? So how is it that he sees?" His parents said, "We know this is our son, and we know that he was born blind, but we don't know how he came to see, having a clue about who opened his eyes. Why don't you ask him? He's a grown man and can speak for himself." His parents were talking like this because they were intimidated by the Jewish leaders, who had already decided that anyone who took a stand that this was the Messiah would be kicked out of the meeting place. That's why his parents said, "Ask him, he's a grown man." They called the man back a second time, the man who had been born blind, and told him, "Give credit to God. We know this man is an impostor." He replied, "I know nothing about that one way or the other, but I know one thing for sure. I was blind, now I see." They said, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" "I've told you over and over, and you haven't listened. Why do you want to hear it again? Are you so eager to become his disciples?" With that, they jumped all over him. "You might be a disciple of that man, but we're disciples of Moses. We know for sure that God spoke to Moses, but we have no idea where this man even comes from." The man replied, "This is amazing. You claim to know nothing about him, but the fact is, he opened my eyes. It's well known that God isn't at the beck and call of sinners, but listens carefully to anyone who lives in reverence and does what his will. That someone opened the eyes of a man born blind has never been heard of. Ever. If this man didn't come from God, he wouldn't be able to do anything." They said, you're nothing but dirt. How dare you take that tone with us? Then they threw him out into the street. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out and went and found him. He asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man said, "Point him out, sir, so that I can believe in him." Jesus said, "You're looking right at him. Don't you recognize my voice?" "Master, I believe," the man said, and worshiped him. Jesus then said, "I came into the world to bring everything into the clear light of day, making all the distinctions clear, so that those who have never seen will see, and those who have made a great pretense of seeing will be exposed as blind." Some Pharisees overheard him and said, "Does that mean you're calling us blind?" And Jesus said, "If you were really blind, you would be blameless. But since you claim to see everything so well, you're accountable for every fault and failure." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Lenten Gospel reading continues yet with another lengthy conversation in today's text. This is the fourth such conversation in these 4 weeks in Lent. Each of the other three, one with the tempter in the wilderness, one with Nicodemus in the dark of night, and one with the Samaritan woman at the well, were rather private conversations. Today's conversation engages a much larger audience. While the focus is on the man who had been born blind receiving his sight, a lot of people had a lot to say about the man and the one who had healed him. It's easy to get caught up in the dialogue of this story. There's the opening question of the disciples to Jesus and Jesus' response. The man who had gone largely unnoticed his whole life becomes a topic of discussion among his neighbors after having been healed. Then there's a conversation between the Pharisees and the man who had been born blind as they question him about how he had been healed and by whom. Even the man's parents were brought in for questioning before the Pharisees. As we listen in on these various conversations, we will do so with the commentary Jesus offers as a unifying statement of the whole story. Jesus said, "We need to be energetically at work for the one who sent me here, working while the sun shines. When night falls, the workday is over. For as long as I am in the world, there is light. I am the world's light." For Jesus, there was an urgency to what he had to do. His mission, however, was frustrated all along the way. This story deals with some conversations that could have detained him, literally, the livelong day. Conversations to which Jesus responded, "Work while the sun shines." It's been interesting to frame each of the gospel readings in this Lenten series, dancing with Jesus. Today's reading is paired with a song by a group known as Thunder and entitled "Dancing in the Sunshine." Perhaps you're familiar with it. In case you aren't, the lyrics go like this: "Open the windows, open the door. Don't want any misery, no crying no more. It's an invitation to good friends of mine. On a day like today, we should be dancing in the sunshine. So turn up the music and turn it up again, because it ain't loud enough till the neighbors complain. They might even join when they realize that a day like today is made for dancing in the sunshine. On a day like today, we should be dancing in the sunshine." If I were going to produce a music video for this gospel story, this song would be the soundtrack I would use. There is a scene for each line of the lyrics, and the title of the song is exactly where Jesus tells us to focus our attention: work while the sun shines. This first conversation begins with the disciples asking Jesus who sinned, the man or his parents, causing him to be born blind. Isn't it interesting that as long as there has been suffering, there have been people who think that suffering must have been because of sin? Jesus knew this conversation could and would go on endlessly. He knew how looking at others through a window of judgment was a waste of precious time. Open the windows. Open another window. Open the window of compassion and see the world in a whole new light. Open the windows and watch the Lord of the dance dance in the sunshine. Jesus got busy doing what Jesus does, responding to the needs of those who suffer. Don't want any misery, sang the Lord of the dance, rather than debating about why they were suffering or passing judgment on people because they or those they love suffer. Jesus took some dirt and some spit and made some mud and put it on the man's eyes. Maybe he had seen somebody else do some amazing things with dirt before. Then he told the man to go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent, John tells us. And you know the rest of the story. For the first time ever, he could see things he'd never seen before. It was a miracle. The light of the world had come, and it was a good day to be dancing in the sunshine. But not everybody wanted to dance. The man's neighbors were reluctant to join the dance. After the man was healed, they didn't even recognize him. Some thought it was the guy they'd seen begging. Others thought it was just his doppelganger. Now, before we get too hard on those neighbors, let's admit that we might fit well into this neighborhood. We think we know people. We think we know that people don't change. We think we know that it's their own fault they are the way they are. So turn up the music and turn it up again, because it ain't loud enough till the neighbors complain. John says the neighbors marched the man to the Pharisees. It was in the power of the Pharisees to say who could dance and when they could dance. And this wasn't the day to dance, sunshine or not. It was a Sabbath, and the law of Moses forbade the work of making mud or healing on the Sabbath. I danced for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. Instead of opening the door, the Pharisees closed it. The doors of the synagogue were closed to the man who had received a sight, barring him from community and the worship of God, whose light had come into the world, but the world didn't recognize it. But the Lord of the dance danced on. Open the door, said he. Open all the doors and free the people kept locked in the dark behind them. Open the doors that refuse to swing open. Doors of rules, authority, and power. Open the doors so everyone can step out into the light and dance in the sunshine. Even the man's parents got called before the Pharisees. Is this man your son? Was he born blind? How then can he now see? Who did this? How was it done? They knew it was their son, and after all the challenges of caring for a blind child, they knew that he'd never been able to see. They knew their son was the blind beggar, overlooked until now by the whole community. They knew this was their son for whom they'd cried countless tears. Tears for all that had been denied him, even the dignity of being recognized for who they knew him to be. Tears cried out of guilt from the accusation of the community that perhaps it was their sin that had brought blindness upon their son. More tears were cried in joy as they were ecstatic that the one thing they had wanted for their son all of his life had finally happened. He could finally see. They were exonerated of whatever evil they might have done, thought to have caused the suffering of their son. The Lord of the dance danced on. No crying no more. On a day like today, we should be dancing in the sunshine, said he. Conversations, debates. We continue to fill the airwaves and the internet with them. To what end? Do we ask questions from our own preconceived ideas? We're looking for evidence as we pass judgment on others. Do we seek to exert our influence or power, real or perceived, in the conversations we pursue? Might it even be endless chatter, or worse, perhaps categorized as gossip? Can we see what our conversations are doing to others? Do we speak words that heal those who are broken? Or is that only the work of Jesus? All the while, there are those who are suffering and others who are crying for them. The light has come into the world. The world was brought forth by this light, but the world didn't recognize it. Jesus is still saying, it's an invitation to good friends of mine. We need to be energetically at work for the one who sent me here, working while the sun shines. When night falls, the workday is over. For as long as I am in the world, there is light. I am the world's light. For Jesus, there was an urgency to what he had to do, and there should be for us too. Maybe we can't heal the blind, but we can recognize the light that has come into the world in Christ, a light of hope and compassion, a light that has the power to dispel darkness that hangs over the world and the people in it, a light that promises to turn mourning into dancing. At the very least, we can be energetically at work, working while the sun shines. Our Lenten call is to open the windows and open the door. Don't want any misery. No crying no more. On a day like today, we should be dancing in the sunshine. Amen.